Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be celebrating the imminent Valentine's holiday with a program of vocal and instrumental jazz ballads by Billie Holiday, John Coltrane, Nina Simone, Fred Astaire, and others. It's Strictly Romantic tonight on Nightlights.
Oh,
tenor saxophonist Von Freeman with his version of a song that was a big hit for Roberta Flack in the early 1970s, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, from Von Freeman's debut as a leader, Doing It Right Now, recorded for Atlantic in 1972 when Freeman was 50 years old, backed by John Young on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, an album produced by Rassand Roland Kirk. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights. The theme of the program this evening is Strictly Romantic, in celebration of the imminent Valentine's Day holiday. And later on in the program, we'll be hearing from artists such as Nina Simone, Helen Carr, Johnny Hartman, Charlie Parker, and Don Byas. We're going to continue now with a song by the late, great Cy Coleman. It's a song of sexual intrigue. Coleman was an author of many Broadway hit show tunes. The version we'll hear now is performed by pianist and singer Blossom Dearie. This is called You Fascinate Me So on Nightlights.
I have a feeling that beneath a little halo on your noble head, there lies a thought or two the devil might be interested to know. You're like the finish of a novel that I'll finally have to take to bed. You fascinate me so. I feel like Christopher Columbus when I'm near enough to contemplate the sweet geography descending from your eyebrow to your toe. The possibilities are more than I can possibly enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so, so sermonize and preach to me. Make your sanctimonious little speech to me. But oh my darling, you forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder cake that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You fascinate me so. Just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You aggravate me, you irritate me, you fascinate me so.
Thank you.
Miles Davis with When I Fall in Love from his 1956 prestige LP Steamin'. Back there by Red Garland on piano, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and Paul Chambers on bass. Part of a massive recording session that resulted eventually in four albums coming out on the prestige label, including Workin' and Relaxin', among others. John Coltrane was part of the quintet at that time in 1956, but he was left out on that number, as he often was on ballads. During his first tour of duty with Miles Davis, when he would rejoin Miles later on, he would play on the ballads as well. And we'll hear from John Coltrane in the set coming up here in just a few moments. Before Miles doing When I Fall in Love, we heard pianist and singer Blossom Dearie doing You Fascinate Me So from her 1959 album My Gentleman Friend, backed by Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. That song written by the Broadway songsmith, the late Cy Coleman. Well, we just listened to Miles Davis. We're going to jump back a bit earlier in his career with this next track, to when he played with an alto saxophonist of some note, Charlie Parker. This comes from Parker's Dial Sessions that he did in October of 1947. Miles was his trumpeter, and although we mostly think of Parker for the faster bebop numbers that he did on the Dial label, he also did some beautiful renditions of jazz ballads, and one of those was George Gershwin's Embraceable You. Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, and George Gershwin's Embraceable You on Nightlights. Thank you.
cigarette that bears the lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. To me, they seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist John Coltrane performing While My Lady Sleeps from the 1957 Prestige LP, simply titled Coltrane, with Mal Waldron on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Al Tootie Heath on drums, and trumpeter Johnny Splawn entering there in the last few moments for a few notes. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday doing These Foolish Things, a song that she had previously recorded in 1936 with Teddy Wilson and Johnny Hodges. The version we heard was from her very first LP, done for the Verve label in the early 1950s, entitled Solitude. She was backed by Oscar Peterson on piano, Alvin Stoller on drums, Barney Kessel on guitar, and Ray Brown on bass. And before that, we started off the set with Charlie Parker, Embraceable You, Take B, from October of 1947, recorded for the Dial label. Parker on alto sax, backed by Miles Davis on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums, from the legendary Dial Masters, Volume 1. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Strictly Romantic on Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and songs of romance are the theme on Nightlights this evening. We're playing instrumental and vocal jazz ballads, and we'll be hearing from Johnny Hartman and Don Byas, among others, in the coming half hour. Right now, we're going to listen to some songs that allude to the troubling aspects of love, including Helen Carr's song, My Kind of Trouble Is You. We'll start off with Nina Simone. This was a song that was written by bandleader Buddy Johnson, was a big hit in the 1940s, performed by a number of people. Nina Simone recorded her version in early 1967. It's Since I Fell for You on Nightlights.
You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, it's too bad. Still in love with you. the blues about every night since I failed for you. Since I
vocalist Helen Carr, who died way too young, only did a couple of albums for Bethlehem in the 1950s. That comes from a CD called The Complete Bethlehem Collection. The song was My Kind of Trouble Is You. Helen Carr, backed by Red Mitchell on bass, Howard Roberts on guitar, and Cappy Lewis on trumpet. Before that, we heard Nina Simone doing Since I Fell For You from Sugar in My Bowl, the very best of Nina Simone, 1967 through 1972. Our next number is a number of love and obsession, a very famous number. It's David Raxton's theme song for the 1943 movie Laura, a film about a homicide detective's obsession with a missing woman thought to be dead. Director Otto Preminger originally wanted George Gershwin's Summertime to be the theme, and then when he couldn't get that, wanted to use Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. David Raxon convinced Otto Preminger that this wouldn't be a good idea because the song was already too familiar to audiences. This was on a Friday, so Otto Preminger gave Raxon until the following Monday to come up with a new theme. Raxon said that he went home to write it, only to be interrupted by a letter he got from his wife. And he says, "All I could make of it was that it said something I didn't want to hear, so I put it into my pocket and hoped it would go away. By Sunday night, I knew that my big chance was fading fast. I didn't really believe in any of the themes I had written. I took the letter out of my pocket, put it up on the piano, and began to play. Suddenly, the meaning of the words on the page became clear to me. She was saying, 'Hail, farewell, better luck next life, and get lost.' Knowing that, I felt the last of my strength go, and then, without willing it, I was playing the first phrase of what you now know as Laura. In ensuing decades, it was recorded frequently by jazz artists. Here's tenor saxophonist Don Byas' version of it, waxed while he was living in France in the early 1950s. Laura on Nightlights.
Thank you. Love is funny or it's sad or it's quiet or it's mad. It's a good thing or it's bad, but beautiful. To take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but beautiful. And I'm thinking if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be what beautiful I know. Love is tearful or it's gay. Yes, it's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. So beautiful. And I'm thinking if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful.
Stars
last night.
I never planned my imagination. A situation so heavenly.
So heavenly.
Fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center, just you and me.
Yes. My heart beat like a hammer.
Beat like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba 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 ba.
And stars fell on Alabama last night.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong doing Stars Fell on Alabama from the complete Ella and Louis on Verve. Before that, we heard Johnny Hartman with But Beautiful from his 1959 Roost LP, And I Thought About You. And we started off with Don Byas, a 1952 recording of Laura from Don Byas Jazz in Paris. We're going to close out this strictly romantic edition of Nightlights with a couple of numbers from well-known singers of the 20th century, one of them actually better known as an actor and dancer. We're going to hear from Frank Sinatra, his cataclysmic Where or When from the CD reissue of Only the Lonely, and this Fred Astaire from the jazz vocal sessions he did for Norman Granz in the early 1950s, Dancing in the Dark on Nightlights.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine. Dear one, tell me that we're one. Thank you. dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way, but I can't remember where. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time, seem to be happening again. So it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who
thanks for tuning in to Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on the WFIU website at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.